On Beacon Hill last night, after 2 days of negotiations, the House of Representatives passed its proposed $46 billion state budget. In the process, lawmakers overwhelmingly approved an amendment further clarifying a woman's right to choose abortion services in the state. The language came in the form of an amendment to the state budget. WBUR senior State House reporter Steve Brown joins us now with details. Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, good morning, Bob.
So this amendment, as I understand it, is very similar to a piece of legislation called the Roe Act that's been under consideration in this session. Explain what it does.
Yeah, it does a few things. It updates language in state law pertaining to abortion. It also allows women 16 and 17 years old to obtain an abortion without the consent of a parent or a guardian. Now, under current law, anyone under 18 needs that permission or a judge's okay. Now, those under 16 will be able to get an abortion with that parent or guardian's permission, or they can get a ruling from a judge. That's something called a judicial bypass. The amendment also allows women to get an abortion after 24 weeks gestation if a doctor determines that the fetus is suffering from a fatal anomaly that precludes it from surviving outside of the uterus.
So there was a push to get this through. Why was there this rush to get it passed?
Sure. Supporters say it's due to the changes at the U.S. Supreme Court, specifically the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the appointment of Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Speaker pro tem Pat Haddad of Somerset said she believes the court is poised to gut or overturn Roe v. Wade.
In fact, shortly the court will decide if it will hear a challenge to a Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks, which is a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade. While this amendment does not implement all of the changes of the Roe Act, it's a critical step in the right direction. We must protect the people of Massachusetts.
Steve, this amendment was not without opposition. What were those against it saying?
Well, for one thing, some were opposed simply to the way it was brought up as a budget amendment. They say it should be part of a standalone bill to which they could propose amendments. As a matter of fact, before coming out in support of this amendment, Speaker Bob DeLeo last week specifically asked members not to propose any strictly policy amendments to the budget. But other lawmakers opposed the substance of the bill. Abington Representative Allison Sullivan said the amendment would allow for abortion up to the moment before natural or medical delivery.
Why would we as a society embrace such a position? Shouldn't someone speak up for, stand up for that baby? If this amendment passes, no longer will a mother's life need to be at risk to allow for a late-term abortion. It will simply be enough for a physician to say it is his or her right, her best medical judgment, that the abortion should be performed.
Despite that opposition, Steve, the plan passed overwhelmingly in the House. So what's likely to happen down the hall at the State House and the State Senate?
Yeah, the Senate will deal with the budget next week, and you can expect a similar amendment to be filed over in that chamber.
And if it passes the Senate, what do you expect Governor Baker will do with it?
Not entirely sure. He doesn't usually comment on bills before they get to his desk, but it's probably irrelevant. The House vote last night was 108-49. That's more than the two-thirds needed for an override. And I'm pretty certain that there's two-thirds for it over in the Senate as well. So barring anything unsuspected, this amendment is on its way to becoming law.
All right. WBUR senior State House reporter Steve Brown. Thanks very much, Steve.
Thanks, Bob.